right, we're back with the bonus track with Ted Gianulis. We need more time with this famous chicken because there's just too many great stories. And where did we leave off at the end of the show? Anyone remember?
Yeah, we left off at the 10-year anniversary.
Oh, yeah, Jack McKeon coming McKeon. Back in the horse. And then you came back several times to the stadium. Oh, I guess McKeon, you said he was upset that the chicken sucked the air out of the stadium.
But after you went out on your own, then you obviously greatly expanded your reach in terms of geography and the kinds of things you were doing. And
Let me ask you about the costume, though, because, I mean, the iterations, was that your vision and design, or did you work with some costume makers?
No, I designed it myself.
Really?
And at the time, I tried to incorporate colors of every San Diego team.
Even the current?
You've always been, I mean, even at your age, my age, you're very acrobatic.
Yeah. Yes.
So it had to become much more flexible than the original version, because otherwise you couldn't have done all the things you did.
But who did you work with to actually do the physical creation of the costumer of some sort?
Yes, in the end, believe it or not, I utilized my mom's talents.
It must be your mom.
Right?
She was a seamstress, and when she saw these costumes being shipped in by the manufacturer originally when I was at KGB, she looked at them and she says, I can do a better job than that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. So I said, well, let's put my mom to work.
So have you trademarked the costume and all that?
And copyrighted and everything else.
So here's a few trivia things. I'm a big baseball card collector. So Don Russ, like early to mid-80s, there's a chicken card.
Yes.
I've got one or two of those. Did you know that, Joe? There's a chicken card.
I did not know that.
In fact,
that.
I think on one of them you could send it in and get your autograph.
Yes, to this day I still receive them.
And to Ted's credit,
gosh.
Tell me your policy on autographs. Listen to this.
I never turned down a single one.
Right, and there's stories of you staying out until 2 in the morning at state, right?
That's a good one, Richard. Yes, because after every performance, wherever I'm allowed by the teams, I will stay around afterwards and sign autographs, and no one is turned away. I'll take all the selfies. One time at a Texas Rangers game, we went until 2:20 in the morning, and it was even documented by the paper. It ran a little sidebar.
Wow.
And it was a sold-out crowd. I drew a lot of fans that night, and they went nuts. And you could
probably sell them for charity, too. I mean, if you ever done that for a special event, a charity event, or just to sell you like an autograph of an 8x10?
Yes, I've done several things like that.
Nice, nice.
But I always sign for free. There's never a charge.
Isn't that
and
great?
And the lines normally wrap right around the stadium.
Isn't that so?
One time when I'm in Salt Lake City, I still recall, a parent came up to me with 3 kids in tow, and he says to me, Chicken, you know the line for your autograph is longer than anything at Disneyland?
Is that right?
And I said, that's a great compliment.
That's a great compliment, is right.
What a great thing.
And you were also involved in a thing called Chickenomics, right?
Yes.
What is that?
That was an educational film.
This is a financial show, Joe, so listen up.
Yes. At teaching the fundamentals of entrepreneurship and economics to students. It's even been seen, let alone elementary, junior high, and high school. It's even gone to colleges.
Has it? Okay.
In fact, I had a college professor write me and ask me if I'm ever in the area of his school, if I would drop by and lecture to his class, and they could show Chickenomics, because he shows it every semester. And it's a film from 1979.
And you've been in Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. You've been in Barney's. I guess you got sued.
I want to ask. Yeah. Only in America can a chicken be sued by a purple dinosaur, right? How'd that go?
I do a parody in my act where I'm dancing out on the field, and suddenly, who comes to crash my little dance?
I've seen this.
My little
Barney.
Dance off.
It's
Barney the purple dinosaur.
When you beat the hell out of him.
and so suddenly it develops into a dance off between us that he eventually wins when he starts surprising the audience with all these great breakdancing moves that I can't match.
Yeah.
So I bow to him, and he gives me an attitude, and he pushes me down. And as he's dancing back across the field, I bum rush him and tackle him and pin him like a wrestling match.
Yeah.
Well, the Barney people get really bent out of shape about this, and they brought a lawsuit to stop me from doing this bit. But the courts once again ruled in my favor, saying it's First Amendment. It's a satire. It's
That's
parody.
Right.
There, it counts.
There you go.
You got to deal with it.
That's right. You weren't trying to rip them off. It's all a joke. So.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. 20,000 appearances. This is just amazing.
And then one other thing. This is, I guess, chicken trivia. You were at the inaugural wiffle ball game at the White House. Is that not correct?
Yes. And that was
around 2001?
May of 2001.
Okay.
And it was a great moment. They had What are they? Yeah, it's
President Bush was President Bush.
Wiffle ball. Yeah, it's the little kids.
Little kids.
But was the president there? Did the president show up?
Yeah.
Yes, the president was there.
Okay.
And most of the cabinet was there. There were about 100 reporters. Bob Costas did the play-by-play.
Oh
on
my
C-SPAN.
God!
It was televised live. It was a great moment. And the next day, I'm not kidding. there was a great picture on the front page above the fold of the New York Times of the chicken and me bowing to a little kid, and the LA Times had a front page color photo of myself and President President Bush above the fold there with all the kids around us. And
did you want to make you one of his economic advisors or anything? But God, all the great press, Ted, is just unbelievable.
So, how many shows you doing a year now?
Oh, I've cut back my schedule quite a bit.
Sure. Yeah.
I've been doing this now. This is my 42nd year.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yes, yes. And where I used to do hundreds and hundreds every year, fellas, I've only cut it down now to about a dozen or so cities.
Well, you're getting like Don Rickles now. You know, he does about 12, 20 dates a year, I think he said, right?
Something like that.
But, you know, you don't have to work that hard anymore. You could be selective, right?
And yes, absolutely. And my wife likes it a lot. You know, I'm at home now instead of on the road. But I used to be out there 250 days out of the year.
But Joe, think about this: at NBA games, baseball games, and so on. We used to, like, between innings or at halftime, we used to sit there and stare at like a vacant field or a vacant court. Now everybody has mascots and music, and
I remember being at the sports arena.
I mean, it's amazing. I remember the activity.
I remember Bill Walton playing for the San Diego Clippers, and here comes the chicken during one of the breaks, beating the hell out of a dummy referee dancing around. I go, oh my God, he brought a lamp out or something. I remember this.
Oh, when the game was put away, we'd play turn out the lights, the party's right. Over.
Oh yeah, and it's funny, I remember that. But I had really good courtside seats, and it was just great.
And you used to have saying at the Padres games, it was what, lay one on me? Right?
Oh, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
No, you should go through
somebody wanted like an egg.
When you first started.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I remember that.
When you first started.
Yeah, when you first started.
That's right. Yeah. Wow, you Richard, would, that's quite a memory.
I went to every game.
It's in Wikipedia, Richard.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I remember all this stuff. So I'm sitting here looking at my sponsor list. Okay.
It's all there.
It's all there.
And then you've had a little filmography. What's this? You were in a couple of movies or TV or whatever, right?
The Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, actually. the producers approached me of being a star and feature in the film. One of my great regrets. I couldn't do it because of my schedule.
John DiBello, right? John DiBello.
The greatest ever horrible worst movie.
Oh,
it's got a cult following. They made a sequel, Richard.
Exactly.
Yes.
Did they make a part three? They may have. I don't know. But I know they made.
All I could do was the climactic scene that was available on my schedule because they wanted to shoot for 10 days straight, and I couldn't put away the schedule that I was keeping back in those days at KGB, you know, for 10 days of filming.
I was an extra in the sequel, and we filmed it down to San Diego Bank and Trust, and I remember John Astin from the Addams Family had one of the leading roles. That's all. And then some other guy from the Olympics, and I think Rick Rockwell had a part too, who I was friends with at that time. So, but gosh, just such great stories. Through the years, Ted, have any players not gotten the joke and gotten PO'd at you and gotten in trouble?
The most celebrated one was Lou Piniella when he was a left fielder with the
Sweet
New York Yankees.
Sweet
Lou. Oh, my God.
He had a short fuse anyway.
Yeah.
But
he was a Yankee at the time, right?
Yes, he was a Yankee. This was in Seattle. And Ron Guidry, their star pitcher of the Yankees, approaches
Louisiana
me.
Lightning.
Yes. He approaches me before the game. He says, my wife is a big fan. Can we do something on the mound? She'll get a big kick seeing it back in New York. So we planned something for the third inning, right? Well, Piniella had just struck out to kill a Yankee rally. Okay, and there I am, all of a sudden, darting onto the field and goofing with Ron Guidry out on the mound. Piniella, as he's walking slowly towards left field, takes exception to my goofing with Guidry, not knowing he's in on the joke.
Oh, for God's sake.
And so he throws his mitt at me to show you how his night was going.
Yes. Yeah.
He wasn't in there for his defense, though, trust me.
And then he starts swearing at me to get away from his pitcher. The crowd is going nuts. They think this is all part of the shtick. Right? And now he starts chasing me around the field.
Oh, my God.
He's blowing a gasket.
He wasn't a very fast runner either.
No, and I could avoid him. Okay, yeah. So there I was running around the field.
Oh, how great. How great is this?
He finally gives up the chase, approaches the umpire, argues, get that bleeping chicken off the field. Now, Lou's really upset because he had just struck out, okay?
Oh, my God.
But finally, the crowd recognizes, no, Lou is really tipped.
He really
tipped
is.
Okay? And he goes back out to left field, and I remember asking the umpire, boy, did I overdo it? What's going on here? And he says to me, Chicken, you just keep doing what you're doing. Remember one thing. The only difference between Pinella and Jimmy Pearsall, Pearsall has papers.
Yeah, Pearsall was certified.
Yeah. Well, Pearsall was. Yeah, famous story
there. Yeah, now he became a manager, Pinella,
yes,
right?
Of the Seattle Mariners, too.
And, him and I became very friendly acquaintances after that.
Isn't that good?
He even came on a TV show I did with Johnny Bench for 5 years called The Baseball Bunch. And while he wasn't necessarily apologetic, he just asked me that if I understood that it was the heat of the moment for him and not to take
it. Isn't that nice? So good. It ended well. So you were, Johnny, did you come do this in the chicken costume, obviously, this TV show?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the baseball.
Five years.
It won 3 Emmy Awards.
Yeah, sure, that thing won Emmys. Was you sat there for the whole Johnny Bench? I always thought he was one of the smartest baseball guys I ever heard. But, yes. But he wasn't that articulate, so he wasn't that good on TV.
Where did this air, Ted?
Oh, it aired nationwide. It was a syndicated program.
Really? He was smart. Yes. Not only immensely talented, but smart.
Wait a minute. You sat there for the whole half hour with Johnny Bench, or was it like little interstitials or what?
Almost like a sketch show.
Oh, okay.
Where we had different stars visit us every week to train these kids who were like basically 10 years old and under. It was about baseball fundamentals.
Oh.
And it was almost the Bad News Bears learning about baseball from
the
stars.
I didn't know this.
They originally shot the pilot up in Los Angeles, and they saw that it was dry. And so the producers called me up, and they said, we're going to reshoot again. Ted, can you come down, wear your outfit, and goof off wherever you think it's appropriate, and we can shoot the pilot over again. And it worked. I did it.
How
and
cool
the show
is that?
Became a success.
And then for 5 years, where did they tape it or film it at the time?
It was in Tucson, Arizona. We ended up in Tucson, and we would have different stars come on every week.
So this
even
had
the great Ted Williams, who never did TV.
Yeah, so Ted never did TV.
Really?
Yeah, he came on. He liked the show that much.
Do you have a copy of that? Do you have?
Yes, I do.
Isn't that something? Maybe we can get it to post that on the. Is it on YouTube or anything? Or maybe
I don't know if it is.
God, maybe
I'll
you
have
should
to check my archives.
Try to post that, and then we can put it on our website too, because that would be a classic thing to see. Ted Williams actually having fun and a good time. So that's did you remember seeing this show, Richard?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch it regularly, but I remember the show.
Wow, that's something else.
Unfortunately, it was on very early in the morning.
It was on very early.
A lot of markets.
Yeah.
Although back in New York, they told me it went right up against American Bandstand at noontime and would blow it away in the ratings.
Well, Ted, is there anything we haven't covered that you would like to do? Any question, anything that you've wanted to say that you never have had a chance to say, or any stories that we haven't covered?
No, the only thing that really comes to mind is that I attribute my success to a lot of luck being in a country that's got the greatest sense of humor of any country in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I've long thought if this could have worked anyplace else, and the answer to that is no. Number one. And number two, San Diego was the perfect venue for what I did because of the attitude of the fans, the people here at the time when I was starting off. It wouldn't have worked if I started
You could have gotten elected mayor, for God's sake. I mean,
it wouldn't have worked if I began in New York or Los Angeles, where you got to be chic or hip or in, or even Chicago at the time because of the weather considerations. But here in San Diego, there was a laid-back attitude, and it was an amusing moment, and it was allowed to incubate and grow and succeed as a result. And I never ever
forgot. Robert Evans, the famous Hollywood producer, said, success is where preparation meets opportunity, and you're certainly a tribute to that. And you had a lot of, and you need luck too. I mean, like I say, if the courts went a different way, it could have been the end. But thank you for being such a great ambassador.
I really appreciate it.
You know, being such a great ambassador for San Diego. I mean, you really put us on the map in a lot of ways, and just having fun. And then we just really appreciate you being on with us, and much continued success. And is there do you have a nephew or somebody who's going to carry the chicken banner?
Haven't trained anybody here before.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's your succession plan? This is a business show, right? We've got to talk about succession planning.
If I lose 30 pounds, can I audition?
Get a duck suit and I'll help you.
And it's great with the little kids thing too that you do it when you do that. Anyway, thanks so much, Richard. Do you have anything else to conclude with?
No, it's good. This is great stuff. Really appreciate you being here.
All right,
a lot of fun.
Wonderful, Ted. Much luck, and we'll be in touch. Thanks. Okay, bye bye.